We're up to Perek Shlishi, the third chapter of Hilchas Milah, the laws of circumcision. In most standard Rambams, this will be on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. Halacha Aleph. Hamal Mevarech Kodem Shiyimal, the person who is circumcising, says a blessing. Before he does so, the blessing is Asher Kedshanu B'mitzvah Sav, the Tzivanu Al Milah, who has sanctified us with his commandments, and commanded us concerning circumcision. Imal Ben Chavero, that is the blessing he says if he circumcises the child of his friend. V'molas b'no, if he's circumcising his own son, v'varech, he says, the blessing v'tzivanu l'molas habein. He has commanded us to circumcise the son. V'avia ben v'varech brach acheres. The father of the son says another blessing. V'ruch ata Hashem l'kin ha-melech ha-olam. He blesses Hashem, the king of the universe, asher kedshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, who has sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us, l'chnisa v'vrisa shel Avraham Avinu, to enter the child into the covenant of our father Abraham. Mitzvah la'av lomolos b'no, yesrael mitzvah shemetzuv in Yisrael shimolo kol aro shebeneihem. There is a mitzvah for the father to circumcise his son more than the general mitzvah for all Jews to see that uncircumcised Jews be circumcised. Therefore, if his father is not present at the circumcision, you do not say this second blessing. Some people teach that the court should say the blessing, or one of the people there should say it. It's not right to do this, says the Rambam. The Ravid objects. He says, it seems reasonable that either the Beis Din or one of the leaders of the community should say the blessing. Our custom is that the Sandik, the person holding the child, says this blessing. So they argue about that. Halacha Beis. V'mayisham omdim omrim. If there were people standing there, they say, Yishem shechnastel abris, just as you entered him into the covenant, kentach nisul atarah l'chupa l'masim tovim. So you should enter him to the study of Torah, to the wedding canopy, and to good deeds. Halacha Gimel. Yachikach mevarach avia ben o hamal o echad min omdim shom. Afterwards, either the father or the moel, the one who did the circumcision, or one of the people who are standing, say the following blessing. Baruch atah Hashem al-kin ha-melech ha-olam. He blesses Hashem, the king of the universe. Asher kideh shidid mi beten, who sanctified the beloved one from the womb. V'chok b'she'ero sam, and he made a statute in his flesh. V'tzetzav, and his descendants of Yitzhak, the first Jew who was circumcised at 8 days, chosam ba'os bris kodesh, he sealed with the sign of the Holy Covenant. Alkain, therefore, b'schar zos, in the reward of this, kel chai, the living God, chalkenu, tsurenu, our portion and our rock, tziva, commanded, lahatel yedidu sherenu mishachas, to save the beloved of our flesh from the pit, laman briso asher sambif sherenu, because of the covenant that he put into our flesh. Rochat Hashem, and we bless Hashem, kores habris, who makes the treaty, the covenant. V'viabein nevar shechiyanu, and the father of the child should also say the blessing of Shachianu, which, as we said before, you say on all occasions of a mitzvah that's rarely done. It's not done on a day-to-day basis. Halacha Dalet. Hamalas Ager Mavarach, one who circumcises converts, says the blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alakein HaMalach HaOlam, Asher Kedshanu B'mitzvah Sav, Tzivanu L'Malas Ager. And he blesses Hashem, who sanctified us with his commandments, and commanded us to circumcise the converts, U'lahatif Mimenu Dam Bris, and to take from him the blood of the circumcision, of the covenant. Shemole dam habris, if not for the blood of the covenant, l'miskayim shemayim v'aretz, the heaven and the earth would not be sustained. Shenemar, as it says, im lo brisi yamam v'layla chukas shemayim v'aretz lo samti, if not for my covenant of day and night, the laws of heaven and earth I would not have made, I would not have placed. Halacha hei. Hamolos avdim mevarach shekin shenem mitzvosu v'tzivanu lamolos avodim. If one circumcises his slave, he says, the blessing who sanctified us with his commandments and commanded us to circumcise the slaves, and to take from them a drop of the blood of the covenant, if not for the blood of the covenant, heaven and earth would not be sustained. If he circumcised the slave of others, he says, upon the circumcision of slaves. If a person is circumcising an adult, you have to cover the genitals, till he says the blessing. Then he uncovers it, Omalo so, and circumcises him. Halacha Vav. Ger Shemal Kodem Shenazgayer. A convert who circumcised himself before he converted. Or, like when he was non-Jewish, he circumcised himself. Or a child who was born already circumcised. When you take a drop of blood of the covenant for a symbolic circumcision, you don't have to say a blessing. Similarly, an androgynous, one who has both male and female genital organs, you do not say a blessing over his circumcision. Because he's not definitely considered a male. The Ravid says, "Im androgynous suffik mevarchalo." If an androgynous is in doubt, you do say a blessing over him. Because it's a doubt of Torah law. And when there's a doubt of Torah law, you do say a blessing. Except for grain that was bought, and you don't know if it was tithed or not, because you bought it from an ignorant person who was not so meticulous in his observance of the laws of tithes. Even though tithing is a Torah law, there you don't say a blessing. Because the majority of the ignorant people do tithe properly. Now the Rambam holds, he doesn't agree with the Rai, but he holds that while the law is that when there's a question of Torah law, you have to be stricter. But the blessing itself, even if a Torah law, is only a rabbinic law. So just because it's a Torah law doesn't mean you have to be strict in saying the blessing. You have to be strict when there's a question of Torah law. But the blessing itself, even for a Torah law, is only rabbinic law. The Rambam holds that you would not be strict to say the blessing in a case where the blessing is only rabbinic law, despite the fact that the mitzvah over which you're saying the blessing is a Torah law. If an idolater, a non-Jew, has to circumcise his foreskin because of health reasons, because there's some growth over there, it would be forbidden for a Jew to circumcise him. Sho'akum, because an idolater, in malanos samide miso, you're not supposed to save one who worships idols from death. But I'm reading also nalel. You're not allowed to cause him to die either. But you're not supposed to save an idol worshiper. Apishnasas mitzvah before zu, even though a mitzvah is also done through this medicine of the circumcision. Shiron is kavla mitzvah, because his intention is not to do a mitzvah. If the idolater wants to perform the mitzvah of circumcision, even though he's not Jewish, he wants to do it as the sake of a mitzvah, then it is permitted for a Jew to circumcise him. The state of uncircumcision is considered despicable because it's used as a criticism of the nations. As it says, for all of the nations are uncircumcised. And circumcision is great that our father Avram was not called complete until he circumcised. As it says, walk before me and be perfect. And I will give my covenant between you and me. Whoever desecrates the covenant of Abraham by either remaining uncircumcised or by pulling the skin over the place of circumcision to make it appear as if he's uncircumcised. Even though he has Torah and good deeds, he has no share in the world to come. Come and see how strict circumcision is. Judgment was not suspended over Moshe even for 1 hour. Even though he was traveling and he didn't circumcise his son immediately, so he was punished. He nearly died. All of the commandments of the Torah, there are three covenants mentioned in regard to them. It says, these are the words of the covenant that God commanded. Besides the covenant that he made with them in Chorev at Mount Sinai. It also says, you are all standing today to pass through the covenant of Hashem your God. In Shalosh Brisos, we see therefore three covenants. The 13 times that a covenant is mentioned by circumcision with Avraham Avinu. The Rambam lists them. I will give the bris between you and me. My covenant is with you. I will establish my covenant between you and me. The bris olam, for an eternal covenant. Vatas brisi tishma, you should keep my covenant. This is the covenant that you should keep. Vahayala os bris, it should be for a sign of a covenant. Vaisabrisi b'sarchem, my covenant should be in your flesh. Lebrisodom, for an eternal covenant. As brisi hefer, he has annulled my covenant. Vakimesis brisi ito, I will establish my covenant with him. Lebrisodom, for an eternal covenant. Vesbrisi yokem as Yitzhak, my covenant I will establish with Yitzhak. So we see here 13 times the mention of the word covenant.